Unit 8. Striving to be average. C. An American viewpoint. I love Japan. It has many good qualities. The country is generally clean, the food is good, and there are opportunities if one simply makes the effort. But too few people make the effort. After many years here, it seems to me that Japan is a nation where everyone strives to be average. And I think this will eventually lead Japan from being one of the top economic powers and a world player to being a middle-of-the-road country that few other countries listen to and fewer strive to become. Many people compliment Japan's education system as being generally good. But at schools throughout Japan, the course of study and the funding behind it are controlled through the education ministry. At each level, the hand of the ministry dictates what can and cannot be done. Failure to adhere to the ministry guidelines, and one risks losing funding and the support of the government. And this is where the problem lies. As a result of ministry control and a centralized curriculum, few schools are allowed to deviate from the curriculum, even if it may benefit the students. My argument is that if all schools are expected to behave the same, then no one school can ever become great. In other words, average is the best you will ever get. Here is another example. Until recently, there was no provision in the education guidelines for exceptional students, geniuses, to skip grades. So, no matter how brilliant little Hanako may be, she had to stay in the class that matched her physical age. In the United States and United Kingdom, for example, students may skip several years if their abilities allow it. It is not uncommon to find children as young as 10 studying at universities in the U.S. So what happened to the little Einsteins of Japan? Wise parents sent their kids to the States to study. Many other unfortunate kids were stuck in Japan's system. If all the country ever strives for is average, then greatness can never be achieved. Japan is slowly changing with some super schools created with greater freedom to experiment and limited opportunities to skip grades. But far more can and should be done. Allowing schools the freedom to find what works best for its students will benefit not only those students, but Japan as a country.